Accession number 19782, reel 4.
There's a law in Germany, after 24 hours you have to register with the police, which I also did. And when I came to the police station, the same policeman who had taken us to Osnabrück for the Bielefelder transport was sitting there. And he was the most decent person you could have imagined. When he saw me, he nearly fainted. And when I told him the fate of my parents and of the other Jewish people that came from Lingen, he really did faint. And so after I registered, he told me that he had to vacate his house in Lingen, and two Polish officers are billeted in his house. One is a doctor and the other one is a quartermaster, and asked me would I like to see them. I said, and he told me that they were both Jewish. And I said, yes, I wouldn't mind meeting them. But at that time there was no fraternizing. They couldn't come to see me, so I had to go and see them. So I went to see them, and they more or less took care of me. They were stationed with their regiment in Lingen, and later on they went to Aurich. That is also near the Dutch border of Germany. And we married in the November of 46. So the doctor became my husband, and we married in the November of 46. And in August 47, I came to England, and I'm very happy to be here, and I would not like to live anywhere else.
How do you from today, how do you view these experiences? How have they affected your outlook on life and your beliefs, maybe your religious beliefs?
My religious beliefs are all right. I doubt whether there is a God. And then I thought I had very pious parents. I mustn't think like that. And so I reverted to be quite orthodox, within reason. Not ultra-orthodox, but I keep to certain Jewish laws quite strictly.
It must have helped that the man you married had an understanding of the experiences that you had been through.
Yeah, my husband had lost all his family as well. He was born in Poland and studied in Vienna. And there were six children at home. Four of them were doctors of medicine. One was a solicitor and one an engineer. And my husband was the only unmarried one. They all were married with their spouses, and children were taken away from Drohobyč, that is near Lemberg, Lwów in Polish also. And he didn't have anybody, no nephews, no nieces, no nobody.
You sometimes go back to Germany today and talk to young Germans there. What kind of feedback do you get from those young Germans that when they tell your story?
Very sympathetic. They feel very guilty, even though I tell them not to feel guilty, because it was a different generation. They can't help being born German, like I couldn't help being born Jewish. And so one has to be tolerant of each other. And the reception is normally very good.
Why do you think it's important that the story of the Holocaust is told and remembered so many years after it happened?
I think it was something so dreadful, what happened to humanity. It shows what men can do to men and are still doing. They haven't learned much, but this is the story of my people, and it has to be told, and I would like to be the one that contributes to it, that it's being told and not forgotten. I like to say something. Can I?
Yes, just one moment.
Let me finish this, because that's it.
And then we'll pick up a few things.
I have been asked many times when I tell my story, could you ever forget? Then I tell them, it is as when you stand on a lake and you throw a stone into a lake. First you have large ripples, then the ripples get smaller and smaller still. Then the surface is calm, but the stone is still at the bottom. That is the same with me, and that sums me up. I appear like an ordinary human being, but the stone of my experiences is still lying in my heart. So that's it.
Thank you very much. Would you mind if we asked you
yes,
couple more things?
I only hope. It's a pity for the film what I look like.
Okay, Peter. Yes.
He's very comfortable there. We had to wear the yellow star. In Germany, they had the word Jude on it, J-U-D-E. And of course, it was humiliating. It was restricting us. But we wore this star with pride. It's amazing how proud we were to show them, to show the people. The others should, we felt, let them be ashamed, not us. And not only the Star of David we had to wear, we had to alter our first names. The men had the addition of Israel, and the women, the Sarah. For instance, I became Ruth Sarah Heilbronn. My father became Wilhelm Israel Heilbronn. So wherever you had to sign, or wherever you had to leave your signature, with the Sarah and Israel, the authorities knew he is a Jew.
I'd like to ask you about the ghetto in Riga. Jewish people were made leaders of the ghetto and had to police the ghetto. Did they have moral problems in doing that or not?
No, they were not like the ones you see from the Warsaw ghetto. They were not brutal. On the contrary, they helped us as much as they could. The police, they were wonderful. They warned us when the commandant came into the ghetto, and he was doing his famous pigeon shooting, taking Jewish people to the wall of the old cemetery, and they were fantastic. Our Judenrat was a man by the name of Max Leiser. He came from Cologne, because Cologne was the first transport that came to the Riga ghetto. And so the police and the Judenrat and the Arbeitseinsatz, that means the ones who gave out working permits and allotted to you to work, were mainly from the group of Cologne. They were the ones that played the first fiddle in the, but I mean it in the nicest sense. So they had the jobs, the administration jobs in the ghetto, the ones from Cologne.
Ruth, could you give us a line where you actually say the Jewish police? Because you talk about the police and people might think it was...
No, the Jewish police, yes. In our ghetto we had the German Jewish police, and in the Latvian ghetto they had the Latvian Jewish police. They were very decent people. They helped us as much as they could and as often as they could. They warned us, and they were real comrades. They were not our enemies. They had no truncheons. They didn't hit us. They were very decent people, not like one hears sometimes from other ghettos, how they behaved.
It's just one other thing
looking at the roof, if you could say, because you answered earlier about the SS women keep running to, and that you said they were the worst, the SS women guards.
Oh, the women.
And if you could actually just say the SS women guards are the worst, that would help us.
But it is...
That's something else. That was when you were talking about
it. It doesn't matter now that I say it now.
You just say it.
Okay.
If you can help.
The SS women, which were in Stutthof and in all the other labor camps since Stutthof, were worse than the SS men. They were spitting at us, they were putting their dogs on us, and they had whips, like horse whips, long leather whips with long leather strips, which they hit us with, and mainly around the legs. That we had big wheels of sores around the legs, and lots of them got ulcerated legs, and we were ridden with carbuncles and scabies and all sorts of things. And when there were selections, we had to open our hands, and if we had anything between the fingers, and the SS saw it, we were taken away. Not we, people were taken away. But the SS women were worse than the men.
And I think there might have been one overlap with the women's guinea pigs.
Yes, I was an only child. There was no overlap on that. I don't know if that's...
Yes. The reason we're asking you to do this is because there's a little bit of my voice on it, and so we don't want that. And when you were talking about your childhood, I was still talking when you said I was an only child. So maybe if you could just say a sentence.
It might come up different now.
That doesn't matter. So when Jim gives you the nod, if you could say something about being an only child, just a sentence or two.
I was an only child of comfortable parents, and I had a very nice childhood.
How do you do that, Moss? We just need a minute's silence, and I record the noise of the room, essentially the traffic outside.
Okay, you've got about that left on this.
Okay.
It's like running out.